Chapter 11. Rochester's Story. Jane locked herself in her room. She was in despair.
What am I going to do now? One thing I know. I must leave Thornfield, even though it will break my heart.
Late in the afternoon, she came out. Rochester was there, waiting for her.
Jane, will you ever forgive me? I lied to you, I know. But I never wanted to hurt you.
I am tired and sick. I need something to drink.
He carried her into a room.
Here is some wine. Do you feel better now?
Yes.
I want you to listen to me. Then I hope you will understand. When my father and my brother were alive, they were only interested in money. My father wanted to leave all his property to my brother and to find a rich wife for me. He had an old friend in Jamaica, a rich merchant called Mason, who had a daughter. So he sent me away to meet this girl. I was very young and innocent. I knew nothing about his plans, and Bertha was beautiful. I thought we were in love, and before I realized what was happening, we were married. I never met Bertha's mother. I thought she was dead. But then I found out that she was mad and that the illness ran in the family. My father and my brother knew all about it, but they told me nothing. My marriage was unbearable. Bertha did terrible things, and she became worse as the years passed. I tried to help her, but there was nothing I could do. When my brother died, I decided to return to Thornfield. Nobody in England knew that I was married. I put my wife in the room in the attic and paid Grace Poole to look after her. Only she and the doctor knew my secret. For years I travelled all over Europe, trying to forget. But I was always unhappy until the day I was riding back to Thornfield and I met you.
Rochester looked into Jane's eyes.
I wanted to tell you all this before, but I was afraid of losing you. I love you, Jane. I need you.
I know. And I love you. But what can we do now?
Come with me. Everything is ready. We will go far away from Thornfield and leave this nightmare behind.
Where can we go?
We can go to France and live together as man and wife. Nobody will know. You have no family. Nobody can stop us.
Jane desperately wanted to stay with him, but she knew that it was impossible.
No, I cannot do it.
Why not? Tell me why.
Because you already have a wife, and we can never forget that, no matter where we go.
You cannot leave me, Jane. How can I live without you now?
That night, Jane decided that she had to leave Thornfield immediately.
I must go. It breaks my heart, but I cannot see him again.
Early the next morning, she silently left her room. As she passed Rochester's door, she heard him walking restlessly up and down.
Goodbye, Edward. I will love you until the day I die.
For hours, she walked along the road away from Thornfield. Then a coach passed, and she stopped it.
I have 20 shillings. How far can you take me?
Get in, miss! I'll tell you when you have to get off.